AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In areas from Texas to Tennessee, the heat can be brutal. At least 13 deaths are reported in Texas, one in Louisiana. In the Midwest, smoke from Canadian wildfires is hovering over cities like Detroit and Chicago. Darren Riley in Detroit is with the company Just Air. He says it's like a campfire.
The more breaths you're taking, the harder those breaths, you're inhaling literally a fire camp smoke into your lungs.
A trip to the airport can be an adventure. Delays and cancellations are signs of things to come approaching the 4th of July. Hyo Lee is having a tough time getting a flight out of Chicago and back home to Los Angeles.
But it got delayed, and then we waited in the airplane, the O'Hara, the airport, about more than 3 hours, and there was no airplane, so we went to the Delta Hotel.
President Biden is talking up economic progress on his watch. The poll shows it could be a hard sell to a skeptical public.
The president calls it Bidenomics, building an economy from the middle up and the bottom out.
Bidenomics is about the future.
The past was trickle-down economics. GOP policies, he says, failed the middle class and America.
Good for big business, bad for everybody else.
But while the president laid out his vision in Chicago with the economy as the foundation of his re-election bid, a new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found just a third of American adults approve of his economic leadership. Even as the economy steadily improved over the past year, the president's approval ratings have barely budged, and many Democrats are unenthused about his handling of the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An Amtrak train carrying 190 passengers derailed after striking a truck on tracks in Southern California. Only minor injuries were reported. The Dow finished down 74 points. This is AP News. A gold medal winner is back. Here's the AP's Geffen Coolbaugh.
Gymnastics superstar Simone Biles plans to return to competition in early August, her first event since the pandemic-delayed 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
The 26-year-old Biles has taken most of the last 2 years off following her eventful stay in Japan in the summer of 2021.
We're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
USA Gymnastics announced Wednesday that Biles, a 7-time Olympic medalist and the 2016 Olympic champion, is part of the women's field at the U.S. Classic outside Chicago on August 5th. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will be honored with the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the ESPYs next month for their fight for equal pay with the men's national team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.